What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi. Thanks for listening. It's Tuesday. It's already light out. Summer's coming. Yesterday was so hot. It was like 90 in the shade at my house yesterday. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Cooler today.
Yeah, that's good news. That is great news. We actually got in the hot tub yesterday and got out of it like 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't take it. I had sweat rolling down my face. I'm like, this is a nighttime activity in the summer, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, Bottle Rock tickets, you guys. This week, these are your last chance tickets. Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, the first taste of summer. Mm-mm-mm. Presented by Jam Cellars. It's right around the corner. It's on Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd through the 25th, up in Napa Valley. And all this week, we have your last chance to win these three-day general admission tickets. Your chance with us is coming up at 8:05, but it's also happening at noon and every hour in Jane's show later this afternoon. And speaking of Jane, congratulations to our Jane, the beloved afternoon host and music director here at the Alice.
She's pregnant?
No. You're adorable.
We're not having a baby?
No. Do you want to make some more guesses, though? She did not win Goth of the Year. Although she was close.
Could it be the opposite? Is she off the black?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
Don't be silly. She'll never get off the black.
All right.
She is goth to the core.
All right.
She has been nominated for the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. Isn't that exciting?
Wow, Jane. Yeah. Way to go.
She's been a cornerstone of Alice Radio for years. She curates the music. She shares stories. I mean, she is like, she's the chick who, she has the energy. She flies all around the country. She sees shows. She's always on the lookout for new artists. Like, she's just amazing and tireless. Jane joins former promotions director Denise St. Louis as a nominee from Alice this year. Denise St. Louis has been retired for a few years now, but I'll tell you something. If you have ever been to an Alice event, like all those summer things and all those now and zens and all the things we used to do at Bimbo's, all those Alice in Winterlands, the concept of those things, the concept of the 3-minute film festival that we used to do. That woman made this station, Denise St. Louis, and she should definitely get into.
Agreed.
Congrats just on the nomination, Denise St. Louis. But she's also Janie. And so our Jane and our formerly ours, although I still love her dearly, Denise St. Louis, both nominees for Alice this year. Past inductees into the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame include me. Liz St. John is in there. Doug Harville is
in
there.
Wait, are you in there?
I am.
Oh, you are.
You know what's crazy about it? Maddie looks up this morning and goes, you're in there. I'm like, am I? I did not know I was in there.
Mm.
I guess I found out, but then I didn't go to the awards dinner because I'm me and I'm such a little bitch about stuff like that.
It was 2019 when you got in.
Yeah, it's not that long ago.
But I was kind of like, where's Vin? We need to get Vin in.
That was it.
We don't need to. It's okay.
No, we should get, are you kidding me? Our show's in.
If Doug Harville's in, you should be in.
I'm not sure what Doug Harville would be nominated for.
They have categories for...
like general managers
and for
operations
suits.
Guys or something. Yeah, suits. The suits want to be in there too. If you nominate the suits, then they buy the table that everybody sits at and it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats, Doug. Liz St. John's great. She did all our public service stuff for years and years.
Oh, I'm a big Liz fan. Huge.
Yeah,
she's great. In 2019, the Sarah and Vinny Show received the Sherwood Award in the music format category. That is a public vote honor. So thank you to anybody who voted, because we wouldn't have been in there without you. It highlights the popularity and influence among Bay Area listeners, it says here. So congrats to Jane. Good luck, Jane. You deserve to be in there. I hope you get in. And Denise St. Louis, you are a shoo-in. Show me any other promotions director who does it the way she does. Like, that woman should have been a crazy wedding planner. Like, she would have been, although, you know, I didn't want to lose her.
Yeah, no,
I
was going to try to tell her. Yeah, we liked her where she was. She did exactly what she should have done with her life.
But she just cared so much about every little detail in a way that there just aren't that many people who care that way.
Well, as radio became more and more corporate, it became more difficult to have a pet project through from start to finish without it changing. And she was not someone who was happy to see cuts or changes made to her vision. So it became hard. I think that's one of the reasons why she retired was she started to go, I can't do the things the way I need them to be done.
Well, and as these corporations take over and they sort of say, okay, no, we don't need to have HR at each of our locations. We don't need to have. So she got a lot more responsibilities even as time went on. And she was just, she was always amazing. I'm sure she still is. I haven't seen her in person since the day she left without telling us that she was retiring.
Yeah, you didn't see her that day.
No, she literally came in, put a pile of gifts on the, remember the old building? There was that green room. She piled that table high with gifts for each one of us, like really incredible personalized gifts, like so touching for every one of us. And then she put them there in the morning at like, I don't know, 7 a.m. She leaves. No one ever sees her again. And we're told that she's retired. Wow. Like that's how you retire. It was incredible. I mean, she'll text me back, but she is not, she won't go to lunch with me. She's like, no, I know I'm done. No, thanks. Anyway, congratulations to Janie and to our former promotions director, Denise St. Louis. Big deal. This is kind of cool. A stunt woman in the new Final Destination, which there are tons of these Final Destinations, right? This is based on a video game. And these aren't the vampire ones, are they? That's a different one.
I don't know.
There's a bunch. No.
The Final Destinations are when like the villain is death. And everyone, like a whole group of people are supposed to die and somehow they accidentally cheat death.
Oh.
Final Destination 3, they're all on a roller coaster and the roller coaster is supposed to crash and they're all supposed to die. But at the last second, like something happens and no one ends up going on the roller coaster when it crashes.
Oh.
And then the movie is like death is like coming for all those people because it was their time.
Right.
Oh.
And they're all, they're very sick, like ways that everyone dies.
I see.
Very graphic.
So, what about it, though?
So there's this new episode of it.
Okay.
In the new movie here.
The ads are everywhere.
Okay, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Uh-huh.
They took a stunt woman. They say they took her out of retirement, but I'm looking at her Instagram and going, that chick is not, you hear 71-year-old, and I think of something very different. She's attractive and lovely. They bring her out of retirement to set a new world record for the oldest person ever to be set on fire on camera.
Oh, cool.
Her name is Yvette Ferguson, 71-year-old Yvette Ferguson. And she's actually beautiful. Here's a picture of her on her IMDb. She's like pretty tidy looking. She's silver hair. And anytime you'd need a, white lady with white hair to do stunts, that'd be the person you'd call out.
Really pretty blue eyes, too.
Really, really pretty, yeah. And she's done some acting as well, but she's known mostly as a stunt woman. And she plays Mrs. Fuller, who's burned to death along with a bunch of others as part of the opening scene. So on her Instagram, there's pictures of her on fire, which is fun, I guess. Another actress on the set, Breck Bassinger, said, I was within her vicinity. God, it was beautiful. Everyone started clapping. She was so pumped to be on fire.
You know, the movie I don't think did that well, but that movie, The Fall Guy, which is about a stuntman starring Ryan Gosling, they kind of touch on some of this stuff where there's a guy who does this stuff on the set of a movie. And the lighting on fire thing is fairly standard among stunt people. Meanwhile, no one in their right mind would say, yeah, light me.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty major thing that she did at 70 something.
71.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And anytime, you're like figuring out what the record is and find somebody older than that. So they say some of her most recent stunt work includes an episode of Midnight Mass, which that's a TV show that I want to say Scott Capurro was telling me about that one. And then in 2019, in the Child's Play remake, I guess she did some stunts for that. Final Destination's Bloodlines. It hits theaters, I think it's next Friday, May 16th. So congratulations to Yvette. Gigi Hadid has marked her 30th birthday by going Instagram official with Bradley Cooper. That's a score. He's a score.
Yes.
He's cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You like him,
he
too.
He is. Well, I mean, yeah.
She posted a photo of her sharing a kiss with her boyfriend. My boyfriend's Bradley Cooper. Oh, my God. Oh, there's the Insta. It's a very sweet kiss. They're doing the hand thing. John says that's like, it's awful. Like, he'll go in like to do fake romance and he puts his fingers on your face and then does like this gross face coming in like, gonna. So it's funny to see someone with their hands on person's face.
They're new. And
yes.
It.
Yes. It's so hot and romantic. Just like, you know,
clearly
can you
a
not?
Damn joke.
It's funny because actually yesterday, I'm going to do it a little bit later. But yesterday, John goes, oh my God, I'm looking at this thing on BuzzFeed. And it's all stuff that gave a chick the ick factor. Like a thing a guy did on a date, like a Tinder hookup or a date or whatever it was. The thing that happened that the girl was like, nope, I'm out. That's it. And it was, some of it is so funny. Like one of them, he made up a name for her nipples that was just... we were just laughing and laughing. And then, of course, he has to ruin my time in the hot tub yesterday by actually saying all these things. So I'll just let you know what they are. And then you can feel free to ruin your own relationship by saying these things to people.
When are you going to tell us?
I'm going to tell you at 8 o'clock. I got a whole thing planned. Yeah, it's a good tease. I have another tease for you because in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to try. And yesterday, we did, I think it was something about like movies or something that every single one of them was like a meaningful movie or TV show for Bob and at 30. So I today thought I'm going to do a thing that I believe Bob will get 100 on. She'll get 100%. It's like things every 30-year-old should know. And then so the real competition will be, I expect you to get every one of them right. The real competition will be between Maddie and Vinny. Like they'll have to see who's closest to mental age 30.
Well, I am a lot younger than you guys, so.
You're not a lot younger. Not when you got Bob in the room. When you got Bob in the room, we're all old. Anyway, there's that. So, back to our friends Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper. They're adorable. So she posts up the picture with Bradley Cooper on her Instagram page, marking her milestone birthday, 30.
And she's a model, right?
She is.
She's not an actress.
No. And actually, Gigi's the really cute Hadid sister. The other one, they're both beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But one of them has that like kind of resting bitch face.
Bella?
Yeah. She's also beautiful. But Gigi has this like, you know, kind of plump cheeks and she smiles and she's just like, oh, I'm so cute. She's like super cute and looks like really fun. And her sister looks like she does not have time for you. So Bradley got the fun one, it seems.
I've never once, I know their names. I know they have some like, they're okay. They're pretty.
Yeah.
I don't see, they don't stand out to me though. Like I don't, there's no shot where I'm like, that's the iconic Gigi Hadid photo. That's the one. Like a lot of models have that one shot where you're like, oh, that defines, that right. Is amazing. That yeah. Is exactly.
Well, maybe we're too old to have to, they're not our supermodels. You know what I mean? Because I feel the same way as you. Bob, is there some reason in your mind that the Hadid sisters, other than them both being gorgeous, that they're a thing?
Yeah, their mom is a TV personality from The Real Housewives mm-hmm. of Beverly Hills. And so she kind of raised them into this like life of fame.
I see.
And I believe that she has put a lot of pressure on them and like they've had a lot of work done to look as beautiful as they do.
Oh, right. Is that so?
Yes. I'm
like facial rearrangement yes. kind of stuff?
Yes.
Well, they had their own reality show. I don't think it lasted more than a season.
Is Bella the older one?
Yes.
So Gigi just turned 30 and Bella's somewhere over north of that. So they had some kind of, they had a show?
Oh, actually, no, Bella's younger. My bad.
Oh.
Yeah, Bella's 28.
Wow.
Yeah, the show
Bella
they had...
looks older. She just does. Looks more serious.
She does. I thought she looks more mature, totally.
The show that they had was Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, and it was her coaching aspiring teen models.
Is the mom Yolanda Hadid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this show, I watched it because it was crunchy, because it was just like, it was
in
just,
what way?
Just the overburdening moms, you know, the momagers. That was what kind of the star of the show. And yeah, it was, she had, you knew she had favorites. Like when you're watching the show, she's like, well, she obviously likes this one better.
Right.
You know, she thinks she's, you know, and like, so it was, yeah, I watched it though. So it wasn't that terrible.
Or it was so terribly good.
That's more like it. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, congratulations on Landon Bradley Cooper. That dude's hot. What do you got coming up, Ben?
The latest parenting trend and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's a morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to LaGarzaSports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
All right.
That's code ALICE for $50 off. Okay, we'll have another nice day, but it will be cooler than yesterday.
Phew.
It was pushing 90 at my house.
Yes.
So.
It was very, very,
it was
very
a summer day.
Yesterday.
And it was nice. I put on shorts and bare feet and loved it. But. A little cooler today.
Yeah, bare feet's fun.
It is.
Got to toughen those feet up for the summer.
Mm-hmm. And it's good for your feet.
Mm. Grounding, right? Isn't that what people say now? Like you got to, weren't you doing a story where you're supposed to like put your feet in grass?
Yeah, it's also just good for all the individual muscles in your feet that they're not, you know.
Supported by a shoe.
Right. Always under.
Squashed in there.
Squishy, fluffy.
Although squishy fluffy's nice too.
What was that? Flubber. That's what I was trying to think of. Flubber. I couldn't get it. Way too late. Anyway, so here we go. The Warriors begin the next round of the playoffs tonight in Minnesota. Game time, 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
This is, I don't believe, a trend yet.
Might be, though.
Although they're hopeful or something. I certainly know the... Whether it's the helicopter or the tiger or the whatever.
Oh, the moms, yes.
The parent that's just so involved and you see a kid that is having everything done for them.
Yes. Seems wrong.
Well,
it seems like that's not going to work out long term.
I'm not a role model parent for sure. I'm not trying to say that.
But
I'm trying my hardest.
You do a great job.
And I do want them to be able to do things for themselves. I'm not trying to say I let them, you know, free range out there in the world.
Right.
That's an 80s and 90s thing. And that's what they're calling.
With a key around their neck.
That's what they're calling this. The FAFO parenting. Bleep around and find out is trending after there was a story done where it's defined as letting your kids experience the natural consequences of their actions without getting too involved. Don't pad them from the real life consequences of the choice they made, which is the opposite of helicopter parents. I don't believe parents are doing that, though.
I don't either.
I'm around and I see it, and the guilt is there in me because I see someone who's so involved, and I think I can't and don't want to, but I'm sure it's wrong.
Can't remember what book I was reading, but it was a scene that stuck with me. I want to say it might have been like Clan of the Cave Bear, like years and years ago, where they're sitting around a fire. You know, these are all like, I don't know, pre-Homo sapien, right? Like Neanderthals. Cro-Mag is the first one, and then there's the Neanderthals. Anyway, whatever. They're all sitting around a campfire, and they're cave people. And like the kid goes up towards the fire, he like toddles over. And the lady who's a guest is like, oh no, the child and the fire. And the mom puts her hand on her and goes, he'll learn. And I just think that's, you know, there it is. You almost have to get burned to go, oh, I mean, obviously you don't want your child to fall into the fire.
No.
I'm sure someone would have rescued the child if that had happened. But I thought to myself, even at that time, whenever I read that book in my 20s or something, I was like, wow, there it is.
So the FAFO parenting trend, as they're calling it, the bleep around and find out.
Bleep, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is a fun term, you know, you like to hear a person say, oh yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Let's
see. But in this case, it's your kid and you're like, well, right. I don't want to go to the...
My kid just burned his hand
off. I'm not interested in the ER right now. Right. I've got, you know, dinner and bed.
God, the friggin' ER.
Anyway, they say, this is obviously not letting your kid run out into an intersection to find out what happens.
Hilarious. Car jokes.
But the original example was a kid that didn't want to wear his coat in the rain, so the mom said, fine. Then he was soaking wet and miserable later on, and that's the lesson.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you wanted me to wear a coat.
Experts say letting your kid learn their lesson like that can teach them problem-solving skills and help them learn to be more independent, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be part of the parenting mm-hmm. goal, is you fly out of the nest and you live your life.
Sure. That you get pushed out and then you flap your wings and go, oh, okay, all right. What is it with kids and coats, though? It's like, seriously, even now, my kid will be in a t-shirt. I'm like, it's like dark is coming. Night's going to be here soon. It's going to be freezing. Like, no, I'll be fine.
My daughter's going through that right now, and it was never the same for me that it is for her. She's become very aware of outfits and what looks good.
This is older daughter?
This is the older okay. daughter. So they're both aware, but the older one is like, that doesn't go with this. I can't wear it.
I'm not wearing that, right? And the outfit, it's like, it's why you see people shivering in the fog at Outside Lands. Because
right.
the jacket just like, no, this is what I'm wearing. I'm showing skin. I have a half shirt on. Why would I ever put a sweatshirt over that? What are you, crazy?
My daughter was wearing a black t-shirt and black pants. And I said, we were going to do something. And I said, I'll grab a jacket. And I grabbed her this mint green.
Yeah.
You know, almost this color that I'm wearing now. I grabbed her one of her things and said, here, that's, and she said, I can't wear that. And I said, why?
Oh,
that doesn't go with my outfit. And I said, you're wearing black. Everything goes
there
with black.
There is no color that doesn't go with black.
Oh, right.
She just didn't want to wear it.
She didn't want to wear it. But also, you know, her outfit.
She's got a look going on, Vin, you know?
Anyway, letting kids learn their lesson can help them become more independent, which is one of the goals of parenting.
Right. Well, you are supposed to be raising someone who can go do stuff on their own, have a life, be an adult, and not need to call mommy every time anything goes wrong.
Right.
I mean, you can still call your mom. She's there. She's an asset in your life. You could question her, draw on her experiences. But man, if she's going to your interviews for your job, there might be a problem, Houston.
Might.
Mm. Failure to launch.
There's a new report out on AI and fast food drive-thrus. This is happening. I know, you know, there's probably a segment of the population that never goes to drive-thrus. So they're like, oh, really? It's happening? There's another segment that's like, yeah, I ordered, you know, food yesterday to an AI thing and it went great. AI thing. But that's what it is.
It is an AI thing.
It's an AI thing inside your drive-thru. Like, there's no person dealing with that. You're giving your order to a computer.
Right.
It talks, speaks well.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
You guys can understand each other. And actually, if you spoke another language, I wonder if it could quickly just, you know, maybe you choose a language. Say your language.
I didn't even think of that.
That'd be incredible. Think about that for like tourism. If you were in San Francisco and you just everything that you could interact with and talk to, you could say, please address me in Japanese, or, you know, wherever you were from, whatever your native language was. That'd be amazing. That's the thing about AI. God, it's like those glasses that we were just talking about, how they can talk in your ear and do a translation for you. Like, you could go anywhere in the world and have conversations with anybody The language barrier would be completely removed. Magic.
Also, the need to speak multiple languages is being removed, which is not necessarily a great thing, but...
Not necessarily, but still, like, you weren't going to learn necessarily, you're going to go to Paris to experience Paris, you know, not having learned French shouldn't be a barrier to that.
I agree. No, I would be...
Right. You could go anywhere.
I would find that useful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a new report out on AI at fast food drive-thrus because this has been happening. Like, this stuff's turning out so fast, it's already in motion.
It is just growing.
We met ChatGPT just the other day.
Ago. Yeah.
And now it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I lean on it. I love it. Give me a summary of this story. Help me write this game. It's incredible.
The report out on AI at fast food drive-thrus says the interactions provide faster service, improved efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Now, there's obviously mistakes, and that's happening as well.
Yeah.
The results aren't perfect. 22% of the time, the AI voice ordering system glitched or 22%. Needed an employee to step in and help. Meanwhile, that employee is helping this thing, but also securing their demise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's really unfortunate as you sit there and help the AI get better at its job. You're also making sure that you will no longer be needed. Great.
And now they're testing those robots that cook the food for you.
This is where we have to be careful, is giving robots bodies. I mean, it's like giving AI a body to use.
No,
like
I think
we can just unplug them.
Yeah, I think I saw a story where there is a place open now where there are robots making the burgers and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
If the robot is secured to the ground, I'm much more comfortable with it than if it's able to walk the stuff over to me and also grab me by the neck, pick me up, and then drop me into a volcano.
They're saying here that mobile ordering cut time spent in drive-throughs by almost 2 minutes.
Oh.
But mobile ordering, to me, that as it spreads, I find it to be too much. I just want to, you know what? Put a person in front of me and let me order some food.
Yeah.
I don't want your app.
Well, we're really used to interacting with other people. And unfortunately, what I think is happening is it's like the kids who can't be on a phone call. Like, they are more comfortable talking to nobody than they are.
And I think they're also fine filling their phone with a million apps.
Yes.
No problem.
And they know how to find them, too. Yeah, you just go like this and search. Okay. Thanks for telling me.
Anyway, that's in motion, everyone.
Yeah. Well.
The AI drive-through.
Oh, AI. Why are you so frightening
employee?
And awesome?
Is that an employee? It's not, is it?
You are employing it.
Mm-hmm.
But to do actual employees' work.
I can see why, you know, places are already in a rush to get that on.
Yeah.
On their drive-thru. I mean, nobody's perfect. Even a person is probably messing up orders. And now you're not paying anyone.
Once you've set it all up.
Right.
And made the initial payment. I'm sure it pays itself back.
Technology.
What is that all about?
The next pope could be revealed, it looks like, as soon as tomorrow.
Oh, is it President Trump? Is that who it is? I think he volunteered, right? Wasn't that the deal?
The cardinals aren't going to be, you know, doing a full-on gender reveal party.
Oh.
Because, you know, the pope can only be a man. Yeah. But they are going to blow smoke. There's a whole thing,
yep.
A tradition.
But they think it's going to be a pretty easy thing, huh?
I don't have
that. For it to happen tomorrow.
Senior members of the Catholic Church are gathering tomorrow for a conclave.
Oh, so this is just the start of it. Maybe it'll
It's the start. I don't know. You know, maybe they really want to debate this for as long as human. They do have the world's eyes on them. So maybe dragging it out is good for business.
It is a limited time period now. It used to be no time period. And like there was a conclave that actually lasted 3 years. So now I think it's 13 days.
Okay, good.
The longest they have to make a decision by the 13th day.
Yeah.
The last one, that was a pretty long conclave. I remember that being like a thing for a long time. Like, kept on looking at that smoke.
There are 135 cardinal electors, and deliberations happen in secret behind locked doors. I loved the stories that Dan Brown did about these traditions, and
I know. He's
get you a look in it. And
I actually really like his writing and mysteries and stuff.
Let's see here. So a successor for Pope Francis needs 2/3 majority. And the only way the world will know that a new pope has been chosen is through smoke signals.
Yeah.
Vatican workers attached a special chimney atop the Sistine Chapel this past Friday. And each vote, they'll burn their ballots in a stove. They say here, if black smoke comes out of the chimney, the cardinals aren't in agreement and there will be another vote. Once white smoke can be seen from the chimney, it signals the Roman Catholic Church has a new leader.
The clouds part, the angels sing, and the new pope rises, head of the church.
It's unclear how long the process will take, they say. The conclave holds 2 rounds of voting each morning and another 2 in the afternoon until they reach a consensus.
Ah, so they start just by throwing anybody's name in there, and then people there start to emerge some leaders.
All of the conclaves over the past century have ended in under 4 days.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like the last one took a long time, but okay, under 4 days.
Francis was elected pope on the second day.
Oh!
In 2013.
It's a long 2 days, Sarah.
Feels like a long time.
Yeah. Two days without
enough
pope.
About this. Oh, yeah, I know. I get so like antsy about it. Oh, no. Who's the head of the church? Who's going to hide the pedophiles now? Jesus, hurry up.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Are you interested in the new pope? Like, I know you're a believer.
I'm interested. I mean, I'm Episcopalian. I'm not Catholic, but we are associated the two churches, and
I never know what the association is.
I don't
is,
either.
Yeah.
We're Catholic light. We're the Church of England, so we're the church that King Henry said, hey, we're making our
I
own
need
church.
To do,
Catholic
I'm,
light.
I'm divorcing this one so I can marry this one.
Yeah, so we have
my own Church of England.
Yeah. But I'm interested because it affects, you know, a large portion of the world's population, and hopefully this is somebody that's liberal-minded like our church is.
I thought Francis was a good pope, as much as I don't really care about the papacy.
Well, I have 2 kids that are going to church school, and we do go to church, and I'm Catholic, and they're going to be confirmed in the Catholic Church, and I still want them to have an understanding. I don't want them to learn this vengeful God theory. I want it to be... And actually, Pope Francis was a guy. He said, I'd like to believe that hell is empty, as in God brings everybody in and there's forgiveness and you get... That's the guy. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to hear. I don't want to hear...
Says, who am I to judge?
That.
Like, that was, I thought, wow. Well,
that's
isn't that
beautiful
a breath of fresh air?
Absolutely. So that's...
Fingers crossed.
They were on the right
Let's
track
Let's hope we
with
get
that.
A good one. Mm-hmm. Probably not, though.
209 says, technology is turning a social species into a species that doesn't know how to function with each other as well anymore.
Yep. You are. Where's your ding-ding? Ding-ding-ding-ding. Ding-ding. Oh, I have one.
Yeah, you have a ton of stuff over there. What are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus, it's so loud. I'm so sorry. Sorry, that was my bad. Sorry. Oopsie.
Letting your child leave the house without a jacket in California is a low stakes learning opportunity.
Yeah.
Natural consequences. Yeah, I mean, it's not Wisconsin
in
January.
Not. You are correct. It's true, but I do always think like, I like to have a jacket just with me. Even if I don't put it on, I'm like, I'm putting that in the car because I don't want to be chilly later.
Well, back to the jacket thing. I always lost my jackets and it wasn't because, and I didn't want to be in that argument with my mom. Where's your jacket? I asked you to leave me alone about that. You made me bring it. And of course it's still at the skateboard ramp because I forget things. I'm 7.
Yeah, I'm 7. Stop it,
Mom. Get off me, Holmes. Like, what are you doing?
Don't worry. Someday I'll give you granddaughters and you can be all over them. Get them matching jackets for every outfit. They're going to care about that. But me, I'm going to the skate. I'm a skate rat.
415, and I don't know if I'm going to get all of this because it's sometimes these shoot around. Did a semester in child development, and there was an experiment where they took puppies and patted them in cotton so they never felt pain. took it off and placed a lit candle, and puppies would consistently burn their noses where regular puppies would learn not to.
Mm.
All right.
Because they'd like already that. Burned their noses? I don't understand.
Poor puppies.
Well, they were so padded, though, and cozy. I mean, what's cuter than a puppy packed in cotton? Snuggle muffin.
Let it burn its nose.
415 says, Bradley Cooper is 20 years Gigi's elder. Ick.
For some people, that is an ick. He seems so young, though.
415 says, if Hooman is in the Radio Hall of Fame, then Vin needs to be in there, too.
Hooman's in there?
I didn't know
I
that.
Didn't see
who said that.
I never saw who.
I don't need anything but my paycheck. That's what I need.
Right.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
And I love doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And I, so that's.
No, it's wonderful. Listen, the show's in. Our show's in there. Like, that's all. Do we need more than that? I feel like we don't.
World Goth Day is May 22nd, guys.
World Goth Day?
World Goth Day.
I wonder if Jane went to that goth parade that was happened over the weekend. Remember, there was like a goth event in Alameda. She, by the way, said thank you to us for congratulating. That's so amazing of you. Thank you so much, Blackheart, Blackheart, Blackheart. And then love you, another Blackheart. Love you too, Jenny. Good luck. I hope you get in. You deserve it. Woman works hard.
415 says, we're just happy the mics are working.
Yes. And that Sarah remembered to put this show on the air this morning.
Way to go. What was that? Who was that? 415. Way to go. Way to cut right through to the punch.
Glad the mics are working. You know what? Me too.
Turn it all on.
Because honestly, once the stuff doesn't, I just go, I don't know. What happens now?
Oh, this is 925 says, I love the new format of the podcast with the entire episode. Thanks for doing that, Bob. Liz from Oakland.
Oh, that's nice. So are there like places where there's like commercial breaks in there? So they get, oh, that's good. That's wonderful.
Oh, my Bob.
So, Bob, how long is a whole show episode once you cut out all the stuff that's like for about today? And do you cut out the sponsors and stuff too? Or are they all in? Nope. All that's in.
Nope. All your reads are in there. It's like 2 hours, 45 minutes.
Jeez. I'm not sure if I feel like that feels short. I guess it doesn't. Does it?
What are you talking about?
We're on for 4.5 hours, so I always feel like, wow, 2 hours and 45 minutes, that doesn't seem like enough. But I suppose there's all kinds
three
of...
three full hours of new content, as they like to call it in the
original
biz.
Original content.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Met Gala, and if you're 30, you're about to win our game.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.